Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to 97.3 FM WRIRLP, Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us, and the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, Virginia. How's it going? Drug month is about to end. This is the last show in June. That means it's the last show all about drugs. Tonight's theme, psychedelics, hallucinogenics, and other things make you feel funny and see funny things, I reckon. And yeah, I'll go ahead and get the show started. This right here is Thousand Homo DJ, sort of a ministry side project with Trent Reznor as well from Nine Inch Nails. And this is a cover of a Black Sabbath song. The song itself might not have anything to do with acid, but it's got a lot of great fun samples. So enjoy.
Practically every one of the top 40 records being played on every radio station in the United States is a communication to the children to take a trip, to cop out, to groove. The psychedelic jackets on the record album have their own hidden symbols and messages, as well as all the lyrics of all the top rock songs. And they all sing the same refrain. It's fun to take a trip. Put acid in your veins.
Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3. Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's gonna make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration? Make you scared? Wanna run out and buy a gun? You're looking for another rock and roll record that'll make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States primetime victim show. Hey, bells, helicopters, machine guns. Listen to that. Listen to that. Kill for Allah. Kill for Jesus. ''80s shit. Turn it down. Tone it down.
You have the power. You have the power. You have the power. You have the power.
All that 1980s shit is over, brothers and sisters. We're gonna turn the volume down. Brothers and sisters, we're gonna shut down this mechanical stuff that makes us feel like victims. Take those machine guns and turn them down. Yeah, turn off those cop shows. Listen to those helicopters. Listen to those sirens. Make you feel nervous and angry. 1980s shit. Turn it down. Tone it down. Now I ask you in a quiet tone of voice, is the helicopter a machine of pleasure? Is the helicopter a love machine? Turn it off. Silence those church bells. Fuck the sirens. Let's have some quiet, quiet silence. Yeah. Yeah. I want to hold you close. You want to hold someone close. Hey, we want to feel good. I want to make you laugh. Turn down that victim shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, isn't that better? Hey, we want to look each other in the eye. We want to high five. We want to whisper. We want to whisper sweet things in our ears. I want to tremble your earballs. Open your trembling earballs. Listen. Turn that helicopter off, baby. We will not be angry victims no more. We're gonna say, yeah. Turn it off, turn it off. Turn that helicopter down. We're gonna say, yeah. We're gonna say, yeah. We're gonna say, yeah. We're gonna make it all work out. We're gonna have a moment of silence. Turn down the helicopter. Turn down the crime time. Shut those guns down. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that better?
You have the power. You have the power. You have the power. You have the power. Power.
Yeah, so that was three tracks from different projects out of Chicago, and pretty incestuous, really, the relationships between all those different bands. That last track was the Revolting Cox doing a song called Gilacopter, and that was Timothy Leary on vocals there, more just talking rather than singing, but a lot of fun, nonetheless. And you heard Pig Face before that with Go. I was telling the Haberdasher before he left that Pig Face, rather famously, on at least one tour, had scheduled their acid dropping, where everyone in the band dropped acid briefly before the show, and they played every single show on the tour, tripping balls, as the case is. Before that, we started out with 1,000 Homer DJs doing Supernaut. And the Haberdasher and the younger Haberdasher were both complaining that nothing I played during that first set really sounded like trippy psychedelic acid music. So they were disappointed. They wanted me to play the traditional sort of, I don't know, you know, psychedelic sounding thing from back in the Dizzy in the 60s. I got some of that here tonight, and I guess I'll throw this next set out to the Haberdasher and crew. This is the Grateful Dead here with Alice D. Millionaire. Because you didn't get enough Grateful Dead last week, did you? No, you didn't. I know you didn't. You love these guys, don't you? Yeah.
You say you're living in a world of trouble. All your schemes have a pop like a bubble. Your mother told your sister and your brother told your friend. Now your secret's out and you don't have to pretend. It's really not the end. You're standing there with tears in your eyes. There's too much going on right now. There's no time to cry. You say the walls are closing in on you, child. All your friends haven't put you in exile. Bad luck seems to follow you all around the world. Can't seem to find no peace of mind, girl. You won't take a chance. You seem so blind. With tears in your eyes, there's too much going on now. No time to cry. Every minute is a brand new day, and there's some games that are just fun to play. Even bad scenes are for real. There's no time to cry. Since you left your old scene behind you, go ahead and let the green light find you. It's warm and friendly, girl, and it won't blind you. Come out in the street and the weeds won't grind you. There's no time to cry. When the season of the magic lantern is transformed into a funny pattern, the wheel of fortune has a flat tire. You can't seem to get any higher. When you go up on the bay, you're shooting the battle horseshoe. You're standing there with tears in your eyes. There's too much going on right now. No time to cry.
I'm not ready to face the light. Today, somebody hand me some mushrooms. You know what I did with those mushrooms?
I ate them!
Yeah.
My name's Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
I don't know what's happening to me. Carrying around a big burlap sack. I'm a mushroom maniac. The bots wanna be. There I was, kind of walking across this big cow field. Actually, I wasn't walking; I was crawling. It was about 4:30 in the morning. I was down on all fours, kind of sniffing for my psychedelic delight inside of a big steaming, stinking hunk of cow turnola. Yeah, so I was down there. Yeah. I was down there and I was kind of sniffing around and the moon was full and I was shaking and baking and quaking and all of a sudden the king of the cows, the big man, I'm talking about the big cow himself, the master of disaster, the king of the universe, the leader of the unfree cow world, come up to me and he said, "Hey Mojo, what you doing walking around there on all fours sniffing cow till 4:30 in the morning, boo?" I said, "Well, Mr. King of the cow, I got a problem. I started to shake. I started to sweat. I started to kind of gyrate. I felt the rock sensation sweeping the nation, coming up through my feet. I said, Mr. King of the cows, King of the cows, I'm a mushroom maniac. I'm a mushroom maniac. I'm a maniac. I'm a maniac."
So, this is Mother's Milk. Normally a song all about getting drunk. Today a song all about tripping, because it's drug month. This is the last show of drug month, and I'm playing songs all about hallucinogenics. That last track was The Black Lips with I Saw a Ghost, Lean. And before that, you heard Mojo Nixon with Mushroom Maniac, preceded by the lovely Rachel, poor alcoholic underage Rachel, with her little PSA. I love you, Rachel. Jane's Addiction before that with Trip Away, and the Electric Prunes with I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, and the Grateful Dead with Alice the Millionaire. All three of those tracks went out to Scott and Henry, the Haberdasher crew, because they were complaining about my choice in music. Up next, more music they won't appreciate. Yeah, this one, I think it's about time to smoke a cigarette, because this is real long. This is a remix of Daisy Chain for Satan. It's called Drug Chain for Jesus, and it's by My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. And I want to say it's about 9 minutes, but it's TKK, so it's a little more interesting than your average 9 minute long electronic song. So check it out.
We'll be right back. Electric Messiah. Etheridge's coming out party, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Melissa Etheridge's career was jump-started by her self-titled album in 1988. Then her 1992 album, Brave and Crazy, went platinum. In 1993, she came out at President Clinton's Triangle Ball, the first ever inaugural ball especially for the gay community. Introduced by lesbian icon Katie Lang, Etheridge spontaneously said, quote, "I'm real proud to say I'm a lesbian." Some feared her revelation would negatively affect her career, but her popularity only grew. While speaking to The Advocate magazine in 1994, she said, quote, "I always intended to do it, but I didn't know when or where. I felt like I was lying, and my music is so much about the truth." The next year, the magazine named her Person of the Year. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Amy Henderson.
I know all the things that he can do, and you don't have to beg and pray like in a church. The Satan, you just tell him what you want and you get it.
We'll be right back. touch the sky. Just put a window in your eye. See the sun, see the rain, see the window, see the pain.
See the brain, patient city.
That was Coil with Window Pane. Before that, you heard the Electric Hellfire Club with Psychedelic Sacrifice. And before that, you heard a semi-related project, My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult, doing Drug Chain for Jesus, the Speed Demon Mix. I suspect that Thomas Thorne, who currently leads Electric Hellfire Club, was not in Thrill Kill Cult when that track was released, but I'm not 100% on that. Let's see, what should we play next? Alright, real quick, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. This is the official emergency broadcast outlet of the city of Richmond, Virginia, and the home of Mother's Milk. 2 hours of drinking music every Monday night, except for this month, because this month has been all about the drugs. And this week, it's all about hallucinogenics. In about 18 minutes, I've got the newest... No, it's not the newest. It's really old, actually, but new to American radio, anyways. Episode of Realm Doings, which will fill out the hour. But until then, I'm going to keep playing trippy songs, starting with... Yeah, okay. We'll play a cover of White Rabbit. This is David Diebold and Kim Cataluna doing a version of White Rabbit, and it's the club remix of their cover, and it is ripped from my roommate's vinyl, so it's a little, you know, fuzzy, but that just adds character, right? Right. It'll be cool. Trust me. We'll be right back.
Thunderstorms produce lightning and are dangerous. Lightning often strikes as far as 10 miles away from any rainfall. Many deaths from lightning occur ahead of the storm, so don't wait until the last minute before seeking shelter. Remember, you are in danger from lightning if you can hear thunder. Learn more about lightning safety at www.lightningsafety.noaa.gov. Lightning kills. Play it safe. This message brought to you by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and your local National Weather Service office.